Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 22nd of September 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. 47 new cases of COVID, 237 active cases, 2 in Nobles, nobody's in ICU. Manx gas prices are going up. Manx Care has been served with an urgent enforcement notice. The Chief Minister is out of hospital. The mountain roads closed between Craignibar and the Leany Road in Ramsey. Ben McCree is just into the harbour. And there's a vote in the morning at the end of another flume-free Wednesday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
And first of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First am I, Tessa Hawley.
First am I. Police say the mountain road will remain closed until 7 o'clock tonight. It's due to a two-vehicle crash which happened near to Guthrie's. The Craignibar back road is also closed from its junction with the mountain road to the Conrennie Plantation car park until 9 o'clock. That's due to a fire engine which crashed into a ditch on its way to the emergency situation on the mountain. No one was injured. An internal investigation has been launched. A court's heard a man stole jewellery belonging to his friend's recently deceased wife during a burglary. 61-year-old Nigel Sean Collister of no fixed address admitted two charges of burglary between the 11th and 20th of September at addresses in Ramsey and Andreas. In international news, two energy companies have gone out of business today, with the UK regulator warning more could follow. Avro Energy and Green, who have more than 800,000 customers between them, collapsed in the face of soaring wholesale gas prices. England's chief medical officers defended the rollout of coronavirus vaccines to children, saying without it, all 12 to 15-year-olds could be expected to become infected at some point. Professor Chris Whitty says cases are currently highest among kids. And clubs in the Premier League and Championship will be able to pilot safe standing in the new year. Terracing was banned in the top two tiers of English football following the Hillsborough disaster in 1989. Those are your headlines, news in full at 6 o'clock.
Book your place at the Isle of Man e-gaming seminar, supported by Man Benham at iomegs.online. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Tessa. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, strong winds diminishing in the North Irish Sea this evening. On the Isle of Man, partially cloudy with a fresh to strong wind coming in from the southwest. Then the chance of patchy rain and drizzle overnight, down to 11 Celsius. For tomorrow, polling day, Thursday, Jordan, dry, partially cloudy with sunny spells. A moderate to fresh west-southwesterly, daytime maximum 18 degrees, perfect rosette-wearing weather, dry after dark, overnight minimum down to 12, and Friday, Jahenya, dry and cloudy with a moderate to fresh west-southwesterly, risking some light rain, daytime maximum 20 Celsius. Sunset is at 18 minutes past 7 tonight, low water is 24 minutes past 7. High water is 21 minutes past 1 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning is at 7:05. And tonight at 21 minutes past 7, it's the autumn equinox. Autumn is with us.
If you're looking for supply-only windows and doors, make sure you visit the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugbrook Trading Estate or call 674-573.
47 new cases of COVID-19 have been identified in the Isle of Man. Tessa, back with the detail.
Of the 47 new cases, the origin of 8 is under investigation. It brings the total number of active cases to 237. A breakdown of the active cases shows 15 are from travel, 90 are from a known source, and 132 are from an unknown source. Two people are in hospital who have coronavirus. That's down one since yesterday. No one is in intensive care. 187 people are awaiting the result of a PCR test, and 90 people have a test booked in tomorrow.
It may have escaped your notice, but there's a vote in the morning. Tomorrow, the Isle of Man goes to the polls for the general election. William King.
It's been 5 years in the making, and tomorrow everything falls into place. The House of Keys was dissolved on the 12th of August, and the Governor issued the writ for the election. That set the ball rolling for the next 6 weeks, which would see declarations, door knocking, and debates aplenty. Nominations were open from the 18th to the 25th of August, and at the close of play on that Wednesday, there were 65 candidates, 16 women and 49 men, ready and raring to go. Tomorrow, the polls are open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. You're meant to take along your polling card to your designated polling station, unless you live in Douglas South, in which case you should take your polling card to any of the three stations. If you don't have your polling card, don't worry, you can still vote. The process may just take a little longer. From 6 p.m. tomorrow evening, Manx Radio will be live in each constituency as the results come in. We'll have coverage through the night on AM, FM and on our website and social media channels. By Friday, the landscape of Manx politics could be casting a very different shadow.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Good evening. It's 24 minutes before six. The island's energy group is seeking urgent action, allowing them to increase the amount they charge for Manx gas customers. Prices are currently frozen by the regulator, but with wholesale costs rising considerably, the companies say they have no choice but to introduce a rise as soon as possible. Joe Cox is IEG's chief exec.
We have sent a letter in to the regulator to say during this time of crisis we're going to need to put our prices up. And that request has come back to say they understand that the market has shifted and that it needs to go to Tim Ward for review. That's the current process.
Can you turn that into a timeline?
Yeah. So at the moment, I think the first Tim Ward meeting obviously is set for something like the 18th to the 20th of October. The first meeting of Tim Ward after the election. I have sent a letter in to the regulator to ask that we are an agenda item at that meeting, that we urgently discuss the price increase request. I have actually asked in my letter if we can have an urgent meeting before that date, because obviously it's quite important to me that we have an open discussion around my ability to put the prices up in the Isle of Man, given where we are with the wholesale rates at the moment.
If you have no movement on that, what could be the possible outcome?
Well, it's not good. So at the moment, we are making a loss because the rate of not only natural gas but LPG, and there's a mixture of the two gases that come into the island, mainly natural gas, it's more than doubled. So at the moment it's almost like I buy £10 notes for £15 and I sell them for £8. It's that bad at the moment. It's the curve has gone so high. So at the moment, you know, we are dipping in to our natural cash reserves, our working capital, in order to fund the supply of the gas. And obviously that can't go on for a long period of time. The impact on our business is huge. So it's a critical state at the moment. So the impact of not allowing us to make a price increase would have a detrimental impact on our business to be able to supply gas.
Manx Care has been served with an urgent enforcement notice for failing to allow an individual access to personal information about themselves. A spokesperson told Manx Radio Manx Care has provided the required information. Lewis Foster.
The Information Commissioner's latest report comes less than 2 weeks after the health body came under fire for its GDPR responses. A separate report issued earlier this month showed 6 complaints had been filed against Manx Care in relation to the matter in the space of just over a month. Now it seems the organisation, which took the reins at the start of April this year, leaving the Department of Health and Social Care to focus on policy and strategy, is back in the firing line once again. In this case, which relates to just one individual's complaint, Manx Care is said to have taken more than 4 months to return the information requested by the data subject. Amongst many other claims of error in the process, the Commissioner claims Manx Care didn't undertake sufficient target searches and failed to take simple logical steps in returning this information. It's requested the organisation responds to the applicant as a matter of urgency. Further delay of more than 30 days, it adds, could cause the individual additional damage or distress. You can find a link to the report via manxradio.com.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
20 to 6 on Manx Radio. Ben McCree left Heysham at 11 minutes past 2 this afternoon. She's safe in Douglas Harbour on the Lynx Ban and will be departing at 7.45 this evening, heading to Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. And leaving 2:15 a.m. back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Manannan left Douglas at 2:45 this afternoon. She'll be in Liverpool actually about now on the Lynx Ban by the pierhead in Liverpool. Leaving Liverpool at 7:15 this evening, back tonight 10 o'clock. And tomorrow's departure for Liverpool is at 3 o'clock.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Chief Minister Howard Quayle has been discharged from hospital after he suffered a stroke last week. Rhiann Evans.
Government says the Chief Minister is making good progress and is comfortable at home, where he looks forward to continuing his recovery. He suffered a stroke on Friday and we're told his colleagues noticed the signs early on and got him to hospital quickly. The Manx Stroke Foundation says acting fast is crucial.
The face, looking at facial weakness, you can ask the person to smile. Has the mouth or the eye dropped on one side? Arm weakness is the A, so can the person raise both their arms or is one lower? Speech, can the person speak clearly and understand what you say? And the T stands for time, and this is a critical thing. It's time to call 999. Do not hesitate.
After the news of Mr. Quayle's stroke broke on Saturday, his son Cameron tweeted to thank the colleagues who spotted the signs and the staff at Nobles Hospital. Cameron said, knowing that man, he'll be back in action again soon. Today, the Chief Minister has said he feels fortunate he's been able to return home so quickly, and he's hugely grateful for the care he received while in Nobles. He also thanked everyone who sent messages of support. Government says Howard Quayle is in contact with ministers and senior officials, and the business of government continues as usual. Mr. Quayle's successor will be elected on the 12th of October.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
It's 18 minutes before 6. Britain's major record labels, Sony, Warner and Universal Music, could face an inquiry into whether their practices are distorting the music market. The UK government's written to the Competition and Markets Authority asking it to consider an investigation into the big three labels. It's also asking the watchdog to consider YouTube's dominance over the streaming market. This comes after UK MPs demanded a complete reset of the music industry amid pitiful returns for artists. The Culture Select Committee in Westminster issued the call after a damning report hearing evidence from musicians such as Nile Rodgers, Elbow and Radiohead in a six-month inquiry into music streaming. The chair of the committee said streaming aborts significant profits for the recorded music industry. The talent behind it, the performers, songwriters and composers, losing out. Solihull MP Julian Knight said the CMA should look into the commercial clout wielded by major record labels, expressing concern they receive beneficial payment on playlists and storefronts at the expense of independent labels and self-releasing artists.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed higher amid concerns regarding China's Evergrande eased. US stocks rose as investors anxiously waited the arrival of the Fed's latest monetary policy decision. Oil climbed, gold priced higher, and in corporate news, Flutter Entertainment advanced after the Paddy Power Betfair owner said it had settled in full a legal dispute with the Commonwealth of Kentucky. In terms of sectors, miners put in a strong performance as copper rallied with Anglo American, Antofagasta, BHP, Glencore and Rio all higher. And the numbers now. At the close in London, the FTSE was up almost 1.5% at 7,083. The DAX in Frankfurt up just over 1% at 15,504. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 1.25% currently at 34,348. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up just over 1% at 14,894. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up just over 1% at 4,404. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1 36.6 cents, €1 16.4 cents, and 20 South African rand 11.3 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold is up almost 0.33% at $1,778 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up over 1.5% at $75.80.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. To comment on the update news agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682 631 or email update@manxradio.com.
It's 6:15. Thanks for joining Manx Radio this evening. The final Manx Radio debate programme was held at Douglas Bay Yacht Club last night. Four are contesting the seat of Douglas Central in tomorrow's House of Keys election. Damien Ciappelli, Anne Corlett, Sarah Hackman and Chris Thomas are all hoping to serve the area for the next 5 years. They were asked if the state of the island's capital is world-class. Damien Ciappelli.
No, I'm afraid I don't believe it is. It's very clear when going round the doorstep and talking to the constituents that they're extremely unhappy about the condition of roads and pavements. These are fundamental infrastructure issues, and we've seen decades of neglect.
Chris Thomas.
And this next 5 years are going to be a renaissance, taking us back to some of the golden periods of the Isle of Man. We've got to get government policy to actually encourage people to understand that those brownfield sites will be filled up with the right thing, a school in Park Road, at leisure facilities around Lord Street, and then proper housing run by a housing association around some of the
Sarah
other
sites. Sarah Hackman.
We don't seem to revisit schemes. We do them, walk away, and that's it, and they're going to stay like that forever. But they don't. They deteriorate. So we should have money in capital schemes to be able to carry on like a rolling contract, really.
And call it.
The most popular thing on the doorstep is roads and pavements and the state they're in. And I think, you know, an answer to that is that all elected Douglas MHKs ought to get together at the very beginning of the next administration and push for a scheme, a planned scheme.
For 5 years.
For 5 years to see to the roads and pavements. What?
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. There are strong hopes a prestigious golf competition held on Ireland last week can return to Manx Shores in future. Castletown Golf Links hosted the penultimate event of the Euro Pro Tour across last Wednesday and last Friday. Around 120 rising stars of men's professional golf took to the course in the south over the 3 days. The event acts as a feeder into the European Tour and Challenge Tours. General Manager of Castletown Golf Links, Andy Howland, says feedback about the occasion from spectators has been very positive. He adds players who took part have also given a glowing review.
Virtually the whole field hadn't ever been to the Isle of Man before. And, you know, they loved the course, they loved the welcome, the Manx welcome. So, it was absolutely positive. A lot of the guys earmarked it was the best event of the year. I mean, they play about 14, 15 events through the calendar. That was terrific to hear.
The event was also covered by Sky Sports. It wasn't broadcast live, but highlights are expected to be shown on Monday the 5th of October on the Sky Golf Channel. And in archery, the Slights are continuing to cement their success in the world of archery. Power couple and Bowdoin Vannin field archers Leslie and Roger Slight recently competed at a two-day National Field Archery Society competition in Bedfordshire. Leslie took gold in the women's traditional bow hunter class and Roger was placed 17th in the men's traditional bow hunter class with a score of 1,124. The weekend shoots for the Isle of Man archers acted as a good warm-up for the National Field Archery Championships, which will take place in early October in Durham.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
EasyJet's 5-6 inbound from Liverpool came in 20 minutes early. The next departure from the Isle of Man is the 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool, the patient transfer plane. Then EasyJet out again to Liverpool at 25 past 6. Inbound tonight, that patient transfer returns at 7:55. On the roads, the Mantron Road's closed between Leaney Road and the Craig because of an earlier incident in the Craignabar back road is closed because a fire engine got into trouble there. In Douglas, temporary three-way lights at the Brown Bobby for services and sewer connection till the 5th of November. In Ballasalla, temporary lights on the main road for work on the bypass. And in Laxey, the short stretch of Ballacollister Road is closed near the coast road for resurfacing. If the mountain road were open, you'd be aware of a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit by the hairpin to the gooseneck, but it's not, so don't think about it for a while. Kirkmichael's got temporary lights on the main road through the village for work on the pavements. Glen Road in Lax is closed for that new river wall. Snaefell Road's closed in Williston, and there's some parking suspension for construction works. And of course, Paul Rose Bridge is closed seemingly forever, but they reckon February next year.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
10 to 6 on Manx Radio. A young Highland cow had to be rescued from a Manx cliffside last night after slipping and falling into the sea at Langness. The calf managed to swim to an inlet and, with the help of a tractor and several volunteers, was hauled to the cliffside. Paul Castain from Morehouse Farm spoke to Lewis Foster.
I went down straight away. They pointed it out to me where it was, in a dark crevice. I couldn't have spotted it, but they kept an eye open. And fortunately, no broken bones, which is that would have been terminal. Unfortunately, we wouldn't have been able to get her out. And we were able to put a harness behind its front legs and in front of its back legs. We wasted a bit of time because we thought we might have been able to walk it up, push it up, but 250 kilos of animal on a vertical incline isn't easy to move. So I had to nip home and get the telehandler and lift it over the edge. But it was all a team effort. Everybody's worked together. So yes, happy ending. We're going to go down this morning. Gave it some pain relief last night, so we'll pick it up this morning and make sure it won't happen again.
How often would this kind of thing happen? Is this another day on the farm?
It doesn't happen very often. They fall off a cliff. Certainly sheep do. It's my biggest fear down there, really. Either being chased by dogs or an accident like this occurring. But you've got to give the animals credit, you know. They're animals at the end of the day, and they're a part of the countryside, and they're pretty well at looking after themselves.
And you mentioned some scuffs and bruises to the calf, and as well to one of the volunteers, is that right, Michael?
Yes, Michael. Well, it was my fault. We've got a lariat, which is like a lasso, and it's a special rope that you can lasso animals with. So he threw it down. I put it around the calf, and threw the other end back. Come and hit him smack on the bridge of the nose. I'm just looking at Michael now. Actually, it's not too bad.
Are you interested in leasing a unit in a new multi-million-pound leisure facility? If so, Braddon Commissioners want to hear from you. Work's currently underway on the Strang Cornerfield development, which is expected to be finished by 2023. The chairman of the board, Andrew Jessop, spoke to our local Democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
It's going to be sited adjacent to one of the largest, if not the largest, employer on the island, so it's going to have a good potential massive footfall for people. So it's a fantastic opportunity for people that are looking to maybe run a gym, run a cafe. There's going to be therapy rooms, so there's people that might be into both holistic and normal health type services, whether that's sort of physiotherapy, etc. It's going to be a soft play area, there's nursery facilities, potential for a dentist, an optician, and a pharmacy.
So how many units will you have available to you at the site, and are they all the same size or do they vary?
They vary in size from approximately 650 square foot up to 3,250 square foot. So it's quite a range of sizes. I guess that there must be at least a dozen areas that will be available for people to lease.
And what has interest been like in leasing the units early on?
Well, so far, I believe we've had at least one expression of interest for every single area on the site. But obviously, we would wish other people that haven't yet heard about it and to also not miss out on this opportunity to potentially be operating from what we think will be one of the most prestigious community centres on the island.
COVID-19 deniers have allegedly sent letters to election candidates threatening them with legal action if they claim the virus is real. The correspondence has been issued by something called the Manx Truth Commission. Chris Cave, back with more.
Those standing in tomorrow's House of Keys election have allegedly been told they could face a £500,000 fine if they say coronavirus is real. It's the latest in a number of stunts pulled in recent months, including anti-vaxxers accosting two ministers at a public action group meeting in August.
It's happening. It's real. You're injecting people and making them magnetic.
And gathering outside the Isle of Man Courts of Justice earlier this month.
There are no viruses, no PCR tests, no contagion. We have to unlearn.
The letter sent out to candidates claims to issue them with a notice of liability from lawyers for the Manx Truth Commission, despite the Manx legal system using advocates. At least one candidate in the election has said their name was spelt incorrectly in the letter. The Manx government has consistently dismissed claims COVID-19 doesn't exist.
That's the latest from Update Tonight, by the way. Thanks to all the reporters and thanks to Manx Radio's news department. Updates compiled from the resources of Manx's news department. Newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer William King. And if you tune into a podcast, by the way, anywhere in the world, any time of day or night, thank you for making Update the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. If you have a comment on the news agenda, or you think you have a story we should be covering, or you just want to say hello from near or far, the email address is update@manxradio.com. Big day tomorrow, House of Keys general election. If you have a vote, make sure you use it. WINT.